turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You want to be down with the kids?
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Tyler, our short timer. He's just got a couple left, so you can't expect much out of him again today.
And we're not getting much from him.
No, we're not getting.
We're getting a bare minimum from Tyler.
Yesterday.
I'd be limping to the. You know when sometimes you know something is coming, and you just, like if you were running,
what I would imagine
a marathon, you know it's the last mile, but then what if you screwed up and there's still a mile to go? Your mind is quit.
Yeah.
So how could you even, if they told you, oh, you got one more mile to go? I don't know if you could make it, because when your mind quits, it quits.
And
his quit about a month ago.
So we'll miss him. What's your last day, Thursday?
Thursday. To be fair, I would maybe 2 weeks ago, whenever I got the job offer.
Right. We're just going to call it a month. We're rounding up.
Right.
We're going to round up.
Congratulations.
We wouldn't know. You haven't been here.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't even show up.
I don't know. We hadn't seen you. We just saw Noah.
None of that was... That was just coincidence.
Oh, it was
taking off.
Was it that you took all that vacation time all at the same time?
I was working rodeo committee shifts.
Yeah, shifts. That's exactly what you
were. There's a lot of people involved with the rodeo. My wife was making a comment about that. Like, man, there's so many people who like volunteer for free at the rodeo.
Yeah.
I said, why? She said, I guess they just really like the rodeo.
Well, you get to wear those vests, and you're in the director's club. And
you get a gold badge.
Yeah.
You get in yourself plus one to any rodeo. You get on the grounds. There's discounted drink tickets. That's a pretty big seller.
I guess I can drink.
Well, now people like to volunteer for stuff opposed to you.
That's and cool. It used to be a tax write-off, all those drink tickets, but then they started putting on there, this is not a tax write-off or not.
It used to be a tax write-off.
Because you're donating to the rodeo to
your time?
To youth education.
Yeah, everything that they make goes to the community.
It's like half a billion raised this year.
Yeah, how about that? Half a billion, Lance. Did you raise a half a billion? No.
I raised half a million. I did not raise half a billion.
A half a billion? You raised half a million. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we found out a couple of things yesterday that were very, very interesting. One, Matt Ryan to the Indianapolis Colts, and you're close with Ballard. You're really close with Ballard. He is killing teams, killing them. He got Matt Ryan for a third rounder, and they're stuck with like $45 million in dead cap space after
Atlanta.
Atlanta is
not the Colts.
And the year before he stuck, I believe it was $30 million that he stuck Philadelphia with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
So he's $75 million the last 2 years.
Well, you know who
you don't want. You if he calls you, you just don't pick up.
You know who he studied under? So number one, he's a voracious reader, reads a ton, and when he gets a chance to, he went and studied under Theo Epstein, Daryl Morey, Dennis Lindsay in the Utah Jazz. He went and studied salary cap with NBA. So he went to Summer League 1 year and went and he asked if I could get him a hold of Morey because he wanted to meet with Morey's people and learn more about cap and how they manage cap. So he did that one summer. He probably 4 years ago, he went to NBA Summer League and met with the Jazz, the Rockets, and I want to say the Spurs too. He went and talked with Theo Epstein and Brian Cashman. He wants to see how they run their, he gets outside of his own box. He wants to see how they do it in other sports. And then, like I said, he's a big reader of a lot of different sports books and things like that. But one of the things he always loved was how Daryl Morey, when he was here at the Rockets, and I'm not talking about the Chris Paul deal, or like Daryl when Daryl was getting ready to quit, like Tyler,
right?
And when he just started like, I don't care, whatever.
He was a short time,
y'all just
whatever.
Trade here. Here's John Wall. See you later, mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook. Bye. Daryl used to always get the best of trades. Everyone would, the joke about the Jedi mind trick, and because Daryl was always getting over on trades, and Chris just went and studied that stuff. But the main thing is, and this is what has frustrated me about the Texans. It's really all it is just stay the course, have a plan, and don't panic. You have to have a well thought out and well constructed plan, and then you don't panic. It's really all it is. And he just didn't panic. He had a plan. And if it didn't work, they were going to have to find some. They would have ended up adding Nick Foles or something like that, and they would have just done what they could do. But what they didn't want to do, I don't think, is latch on to Baker Mayfield and give him a new deal for 4 more years. Like he called it he said we got to get off the hamster wheel. We can't just keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And to be sure, Matt Ryan to Indianapolis is not an answer. All it does is extend your time.
Right.
You got 2 years now. They did not give him a new contract. Matt Ryan's agents wanted a new contract. Of course, you see all these deals, but you ain't getting it.
So,
and NFL teams are going to fight these non-elite quarterbacks looking for elite money, but all he did was give him, I think, more guaranteed money. He just guaranteed more of his money so that he would be a two-year – so he knows he's a two-year quarterback. And so all that's done is extend his time. Like, okay, we got 2 more years to find a quarterback. That's
right.
All it is.
Right.
It's a longer bridge.
He's an upgrade.
He's more talented physically than Phillip Rivers. He has the moxie and experience of Phillip Rivers, but with a little more passing.
Yeah. Time. Do you see them? Did they overtake the Titans and the Texans in the AFC South?
I think they leapfrogged the Texans yesterday. Titans maybe. Maybe, because they run it well. They've got a good defense.
I think they
might have.
Titans were the number one seed last year. Let's not forget.
Yeah, it just never felt like it.
No.
Remember that time the Texans won 10 in a row? Did it feel like it?
It didn't really feel like it, no.
Yeah, it was kind of that way with the Titans, I felt like. Like, they deserved the respect of what they were doing, but you never really bought all the way in. I think with the Colts now, Matt Ryan gives them a chance to beat what was unbelievable. He got him for a third. He got two-thirds. Ballard got two-thirds for Carson Wentz and paid one-third for Matt Ryan. I'm like, okay. The difference is he's basically guaranteed $50 million over the next 2 years. So Matt Ryan is going to get paid, too. So that's what I always say. Matt Ryan's also 36, so age plus guaranteed money that they're going to give for the next 2 years – equals lower compensation total. That's why Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Garoppolo, what they're going to find, what the Browns are going to find, and I said the same thing over the weekend, and somehow it became Lance Zierlein is reporting. It was a weird thing that happened where Lance Zierlein's reporting Matt Ryan's looking for additional contract from the Falcons. That's not what I said. I said Matt Ryan wanted new money in a conversation about being traded. And that he wasn't going to get it because the market was such that these quarterbacks are not going to get these new. The Deshaun Watson deal has nothing to do with Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Matt Ryan. They may think, oh, sweet. They're going to find out it has nothing to do with you.
No.
This has nothing to do
That's
with you.
Two different worlds you're living
two
in.
Two different worlds.
Okay.
And teams are not going to get the compensation they think. That's the other thing I said. So you saw the first thing click yesterday. Here's an example. Matt Ryan got his deal basically guaranteed. Sweet. No new money. And they got a third. Guess what Baker's getting? Baker's going to step into what he thinks is a big contract. Baker Mayfield's going to end up on a prove-it deal.
Allegedly, people are asking the Browns to send him a pick to take Baker's $10 million off their hands.
He's now Brock. He's Brock.
Brock
he's
Brock,
he's
yeah.
Baker Osweiler?
Yeah, Baker Osweiler. Allegedly. We'll see. Allegedly, the 49ers have been offered
Him for a second and then try to flip him for a
allegedly,
fifth.
Allegedly, the 49ers have been offered 2 seconds for Jimmy.
You have to take that immediately.
And allegedly, That's what Lynch said, and it was like, you don't think you would have taken that by now?
And he said he passed it?
And, well, he's pondering it. He should have jumped on that immediately.
As soon as you see what Matt Ryan – yeah, I mean, Matt Ryan is, like I said, he is going to – he's 37, or he's going to be 37 before the season starts. That's an old quarterback. Like, that's – once again, that's an older bridge quarterback. That's all it is. He's more name than game right now. But he made him better. He should help the Colts. I mean, he's more mentally tough. He's a pro. You know, Carson Wentz, there was – they said it in the building. These quarterbacks who are pains in the butt at all and the money they make, that's no good. Baker's one of them. You know, they – now, do the Browns regret ever letting that slip out? Probably so, because I think it's made it harder for them trying to deal Baker Mayfield. They're having conversations today on ESPN. Is Baker Mayfield still a starting quarterback? Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's the same way he's a starting quarterback. If people argued that – that Colin Kaepernick was a starting quarterback at the end, then you have to say Baker Mayfield is one. But I would argue that Baker – here's the difference, though. Back when Colin Kaepernick was in the league, quarterbacks, you could be a lower-end quarterback and you weren't going to kill a team cap-wise. Who wants to give Baker Mayfield $25 million right now for four – who wants to commit 4 years to Baker Mayfield?
Well, nobody. I mean, if you trade for him, you trade for him and you play out this last year of his rookie deal and then you see.
Yeah.
But listen – it's funny though that the Colts didn't even inquire about Baker Mayfield, allegedly. That's what sources have said, and not my sources. Somebody reported that yesterday.
They made a phone call.
Well,
according to Stephen Holder, I didn't get that from Ballard. I did ask him about Baker, and that'll, you know, I'll keep those conversations. He doesn't think Baker's a bad quarterback. He just told me, yeah, Baker's a pretty good quarterback. Just, you know, don't know if it's the right fit for us.
Right.
That was it.
Well, that Matt
Baker
Ryan.
Baker could have been a Colt if the Matt Ryan thing fell apart. I get the sense, and I don't know this for a fact, but they had to have had some plan. The Colts had nothing. I mean, they had Sam Ehlinger.
Yeah.
They had nothing. And you know who's got nothing now? The Atlanta Falcons. This draft just got interesting, and here's
why
it's
important. Marcus Mariota yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, what it allows you to, you don't have to panic.
Yeah.
But here's
what
they
could probably draft. They draft one now.
Here's why it's interesting to the Texans. They're at pick number 13, pick number 3. Now you've got Seattle. So this is why it's interesting. Seattle's at 9, Atlanta's at 8, Carolina's at 6. I did NFL Network thing for Kenny Pickett's Pro Day yesterday, and I'm going to do one today for Malik Willis's today. All of a sudden, you look and Seattle doesn't have to have a quarterback this year. They got Drew Locke, but they still might. Atlanta doesn't have to have a quarterback, but these guys are backups really right now, right? Drew Locke and Marcus Mariota are not NFL playoff starters, but they give you a chance not to have to panic. And then the Saints, of course, signed Jameis Winston to a 2-year deal, so they've extended their little run where they don't have to have a quarterback now. But you could still look all these teams could look quarterback in the second round. Carolina Panthers, though, I guess you could say we got Sam Darnold. So this is interesting because Carolina at 6, number 8, Atlanta is 8, 9 is not Denver anymore, Seattle. Look, they've got options, but not great options. So that's going to be very interesting if the quarterbacks get going. Because what you want as a Texan fan is you want people to get you want panicky quarterback people, and you want two of them. You want Pickett and Willis both to go inside the top 13 because all that does is push a good player to you.
Yep. All right, 712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just get it started at 713-780-3776. You've got thoughts on that.
Can we get to the hottest hand in the Western Conference?
We will on the other side. And there's more, another huge story broke yesterday that we still haven't talked about, and we will. But first, that's no jab at us.
Site jab. What is your website? It's a pipe fitting. It sounds boring, but site jab can make it seem exciting. Oh, we have a restaurant. Sweet. Site jab can hook you up. Oh, we have something that we want to really transition our website so that we can make money off of it. Do they do e-commerce? They do e-commerce. As a matter of fact, they do video production. They do brand management and logo management. There's a suite of products that they offer. You can go to sitejab.com, sitejab.com, and they'll punch up your website and not only make it look great, building it from the ground floor all the way up, but they'll also add elements to it to make it more interactive, to make it more profitable, and to help you convert your eyes into business leads. That's what SiteJab is all about. They've been doing it here in Houston for over two decades, and they will do the same thing for you. Hector Garcia and his crew do a phenomenal job throughout the state of Texas, but they're based here in Houston. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:16, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a ridiculous night last night for Christian Wood. Holy crap.
My kids, Mason was screaming about it. He had the game on from early on. And the Rockets were down
23.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rockets are down 23. And at one point, they had a lead of over 20. The Rockets swung the lead back to 20 before it ended up, I think, 17-18 is the final one. But the Rockets, yeah, a 41-point turn of events for the Houston Rockets. Down 23 at one point. Down 83-80 into the fourth quarter. But Christian Wood's second half was absolutely bananas. He was 8 of 9 from 3. And I mean, he was hitting from way out. He was 11 for 14 shooting. Christian Wood had a – no, it's not 11. Was it 11 for 14 or is it better than that?
He was 14 for 18.
Yeah, 14 for 18. He was 11 for 14 at one point. He was 14 for 18. He was 8 of 9 from 3. He ended up scoring 39 points, which was a career high. And the Rockets, the fans were going crazy. KPJ after the game was high-fiving everyone on the front row. Like, it's kind of fun that the Rockets won their 18th game, and at their 18th game, fans were having a blast. Like, yeah. You know, there's something to be said for you're seeing some excitement out of some of the players. Now, Christian Wood, I still believe that, as far as I'm concerned, average 39 a game all the way out and then deal him. That's kind of my thought. Because I think Christian Wood is, you know, I worry about KPJ had an attitude issue the other day where he basically quit playing, and Steven Silas admitted it. Somebody said, Jonathan Fagan asked me, it looked like Kevin started, like, just stopped really trying. He goes, yeah, he did. He was very frustrated, and yeah, he stopped trying there in the game. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. He's just too erratic. You got to get KPJ out of here. I don't care. Don't tell me how talented he is. I get it. Well, I know he's talented, but he will literally get suspended because he screams and wants to throw something at John,
you know, we worry about Kevin Porter Jr., being a bad influence on Jalen Green, but maybe Jalen Green can be a good influence on Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah, and there is talk that his toughness, I've heard this talk, that KPJ's toughness, they like that he's a tough kid.
Yeah.
And it's kind of.
And they all really like him.
I get it. I just think at some point, anybody who will get so frustrated that they just quit playing basketball in the middle of a game. That's a big concern to me moving forward. Right now, that's fine. Maybe even next year. But at some point, you're going to have to cut cords. I like the talent, but the talent's not good enough. Like, this guy is not he's not an all-star.
I could certainly see this is the last year of Christian Wood here. I can see that. That would be, as I understand it, they're not in love with the way he is, and he's not great for the younger players. KPJ is actually not bad. They really like Şengün. Hey, we're seeing some interesting stuff in this NCAA tournament. Ivy is a real thought. Ivy might be the best player coming out of this in this draft.
Well, I think most people see it as Jabari Smith, but Ivy, he gets a free throw line a ton, too.
Well, Ivy's, if you're third, though, Ivy's Ivy is now in the mix as opposed to just Banchero and a Holmgren or Jabari.
Ivy's been to a free throw league over 200 times. Like, that guy gets to the line.
Well, you mean the 46-13 free throw discrepancy that Purdue had?
That was pretty
interesting.
How would you do with before we get to your big story, but how would you do with Chet Holmgren? So Chet Holmgren, if you haven't seen this kid, you really need to see him. Okay, I'm gonna paint this. Imagine white Kevin Durant, because that's what he looks like body type wise. He looks just like the long arms. He's seven Skinny. Feet tall. Wispy mustache, but excessive, like Kevin McHale arm hair. where it goes from halfway up his arm down to like almost the bottom of his
ribs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like just this is too much. This is grossing me out. But it's that's a meat thing. I don't know. It's a weird thing that I know.
Maybe he'll clean it up for you when he gets to the
not one of these guys with the outlandish length of arm hair, pit hair. But anyway, how would you do with a guy like that? Because he blocks a ton of shots. He is – and college basketball is very weird in that college basketball still has post players. It still has ball movement. It looks totally different. It's like you're in a time warp. You go back in time and – Tom Izzo is like, I ain't changing my offense. Mike Krzyzewski's like, me either. You get post players and high posts, and we're playing basketball. The way, by God, the way Jesus wanted basketball to be played when he invented it through the eyes of But anyway, Chet Holmgren. So he looks like he could be broken in half. Typically, that would bother me, but there's a lot of guys who look like they could be broken in half in the league now. And he is a talented guy. He can shoot from three. He handles the ball. He's a passer.
He's got great
Shingun
handle.
Shingun is kind of a big, thick kid who's going to be a bigger – like, he actually would fit what the Rockets do.
They need a big man. They need somebody. But Chet Holmgren, can you see him inside against Jokic or Embiid?
No, Shingun is that guy. He has to guard them.
Yeah,
Shingun is 6'10 and a half?
Yeah, I know, but he's
6'11",
young,
he's thick.
He's
like 240.
He's going to put on some more weight.
He's got big, thick calves. Like, he's got a frame on him.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I just don't love it. I mean, you got to get a real center. Those guys are monsters
You'd go pick those guys up.
I think the center game is coming back, and the Rockets got to catch up. We still got Christian Wood is like 140 pounds in the middle trying to guard these
guys.
Well,
this is what I'm asking you. Is Chet Holmgren is not a center. Holmgren is like a three, a four, blocker. He blocks shots. Shingun is supposed to be – you know Shingun is a center.
Yeah.
He is literally a center. What are you looking for exactly? You want a bunch of big guys – clogging lanes for Jalen Green.
I want Embiid. That's what I.
Well, you don't get him. Sorry. Tell you what, you trade.
They're
Darryl.
Pretty good. I don't know. Embiid and James Harden might be a better combination than Shingun and Jalen Green. I don't know.
What exactly?
Team has 18 wins.
Yeah. What exactly are you pining for? You mean two guys with the first pick of the draft 6 years ago?
How about a real center? That's what I'm pining for.
Shingun is not a real center.
No, he's not a real center.
But those days are over. You don't really have real centers.
Shingun's more of a four. I mean,
no,
he's
they
not.
They see him as a five.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what do you – then you just go pick up somebody off the waiver wire. I mean, off the free agency. Go get Willie Cauley-Stein or something like that. Who are these real centers who are just out there?
There's guys out there. You got one sitting on the bench, Bruno Fernando. Put him in the game.
Oh, God.
Let him kill
stop
people.
With him.
Let him kill people. You know what? Listen –
Holmgren's talented.
They're going to listen, the third overall pick. It'll be interesting to see if they get the third overall pick. It'll be interesting to see which direction that they go. I think Ivy's going to shoot up the boards as far as because Ivy wasn't considered one of the top three. He could well be one of the top. And I'm not sure about Bankera. If you want to know the truth, we'll see. But it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully that they get one of those top three picks. They've got the lottery ball. They got the ping pong balls. But these wins are getting dangerously close now to the Rockets moving out of that top three ping pong balls. So let's slow down on all this wonderful. Oh, Rockets win. That's great. Yeah, don't if you're 23 down, just lay down, guys.
What does this mean? Calling for Reyes? Reyes? Okay. Let's see what Gilbert has to say here.
I think it's Jennifer.
Well, even better.
Yeah.
What if he's calling for
Jennifer Reyes to come to his house, probably?
Well, let's see.
Let's find out. Hey, Gilbert's here, everybody. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, I'm just really sad that Tyler Curry is no longer an Astro.
No, get in line, buddy. We all are.
Let me ask you a question. Let me tell you something. I don't think the new owner doesn't like the Kyle Correa anyway. There's a rumor saying that they had a big argument last game when they were losing a lot, when they were doing a banter, Dusty Baker was in it. Hear about that?
Did you hear? What
are your sources,
now,
Gilbert?
Now, hold on. Don't give up your sources, Gilbert. What's the rumor that you heard? Say it again.
They
had a big argument at the one game at the Louis City were screaming at each other at the dugout, at the at the clubhouse, you know.
So you're hearing that Carlos Correa and Jim Crane screamed at each other is what you're hearing?
Yeah.
Who's your source?
Did you hear about that rumor?
How close is your source? I need to hear sources.
Did you hear about it?
I did. Well, I just heard about it now.
You don't like when people ask
you
your sources?
So if I get a second source, guess what? I'm tweeting.
Yeah. I'd do it if I were you.
Yeah. We hadn't heard that, Gilbert, but where did you get this inside information?
Well, it's a rumor.
I get it from my website, you know.
Oh, your website. All right. I didn't know you had a computer. You have a computer now?
Yeah, a computer now, yeah.
You do? What do you look up on there, Gilbert?
My old girlfriend, Debbie Gibson, anyway.
Oh, Debbie
That's
Gibson.
What's up. That's what's up.
You go Gilbert. Back to look at 1980 pictures of Debbie Gibson? Debbie Gibson?
Yeah, the first girl I thought.
Oh, wait, first, hold on. Let's let Gilbert.
First girl
you loved?
Was Olivia Newton-John.
I was going to say
Olivia Newton-John.
But
be
did
jealous.
You look at? Did you look at her as the new?
Yeah, it was Debbie Gibson anyway.
Yeah. Right. Did you look at Debbie Gibson as kind of your new Olivia Newton-John when you saw her for the first time?
Yeah, I saw her in Playboy. You know.
Whoa. Hold Debbie on. Gibson was in Playboy?
Hold on a second, Gilbert.
Yep.
Whoa.
You know that, did you, right?
I didn't know that.
Hold on, what'd you say?
Debbie Gibson was on Playboy magazine.
I feel like we're talking too much and Gilbert needs to be talking more.
Well, wait a minute.
Because he's
Gilbert,
dropping
what?
Some bombs today. He
Gilbert,
dropped
give me the
Korea
month
bomb.
And the year.
What?
What month and what year in Playboy?
I don't remember anyway. I gotta look it up anyway.
Hold on, you were looking at Playboy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know,
back in 2003 or something like that.
What about when he goes? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you nuts? Of course, I was looking at Playboy.
Red blooded male. Right. Yeah. Of course. Well, red blooded American male.
Wasn't she like 60 in 2003?
No. She wasn't no. 60 in 2003.
No. No. Gilbert's. I mean, hey.
Debbie Gibson, Playboy.
I mean, it's right there.
It's right near.
Gilbert, you were right about that.
Yeah, Gilbert. Congratulations.
All right, always right anyway. I'll ask you a question. Where'd the Final Four be at anyway this year at?
Where's this year's
Final Four? New Orleans.
Yeah.
What?
New Orleans.
New Orleans?
New Orleans.
New Orleans,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Superdome, right? The Superdome, right?
Yep.
Right.
Gilbert,
you going?
I'm just telling you right now, Gilbert is slain this morning.
Yeah, no, he's
lucid.
He's
extraordinarily lucid. He came with the Carlos Correa heat, which we didn't hear that there was a screaming match between him and Jim Crane. He saw it on a website. He said, yeah, I watched what website. Yeah, I looked at Debbie Gibson in a Playboy. I asked, she's in Playboy? He goes, yep.
Yep.
He hit us with a yep. Turns out he was right on that one. We
I'm
said,
always
Gilbert,
right.
You're right. I'm always right.
Yep.
Like, what else you got for us today, Gilbert?
Yeah, well, I got right anyway.
Where's the what?
I think the Cougars are going to be world champion this year. I don't know about that.
You
anyway.
Think the Cougars are going to be world champions?
Hold on. You just said, I think the Cougars are going to be world champions. I don't know about that anyway. Which one is it?
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Well, you have a nice day, gentlemen. Keep the leg flying.
You got it, Gilbert. I'm telling you what. I think the whole key is to catch him early.
That's the most lucid
we've
heard.
This guy's laughing at the end. This is one of the greatest Gilbert calls. Like, this is what we just saw is a throwback prime Gilbert call to about 2004.
Yeah.
Where Gilbert is extraordinary. He came with a baseball rumor that you don't even have. He hit us with, I've got a computer and go to websites, which is a huge underdog. I never saw that coming. Gilbert has been under the weather. He sounded great. He's looking at Playboy, which is not really a huge surprise, I guess. But he hit us with the Debbie Gibson stuff. Gilbert just, yeah, I'm always right. I think the Houston Cougars are going to be world champs anyway. I doubt that. Wait, what did you say? I don't know about that. I don't know about that, about his own prediction. He just said, I think the Cougars are going to be world champs anyway. I don't know about that. Okay.
But he just said they're going to be.
Yeah,
and then
anyway.
He said they're not.
Then he goes, yeah, anyway, keep those egg rolls frying.
All right. 7:30 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
A lot of Debbie Gibson stuff jumping off right now.
Yeah. Well, and then somebody said, I didn't know Jeannie Buss was in Playboy. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that was that's been out there.
That's been out there.
I was confusing Debbie Gibson with Debbie Harry.
Yeah,
Debra Harry.
I was gonna say no.
Debbie Gibson was a
pop star in the 80s.
Yeah,
90s. Yeah, that's Debra Harry, Heart of Glass. Blondie.
When we come back, open the letter. Open the letter.
It's and did you see that it's gonna happen?
It's a tease, Lance. It's a call to tease. And open the letter. We're going to talk about it on the other side. But right now, what were the odds
you
that they would open the letter?
You may have to get your Rob Manfred Pinocchio nose thing back.
I might put bring.
You may have to bring it back.
Can you? Do you know what a tease is?
Yeah, but you
do
may
you
have
know
to bring
what
the,
a tease
bring
is.
Bring back the nose.
All you got to do right now is talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code 975. All you got to do, my friends, is go to MyBookie. And start playing and start winning. And when you start winning, all you have to do is you can collect it. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. I've never seen a place where if it's a big game, they're going to throw out free bets for you. They do this all the time. The national championship game, I have no doubt that they're going to have free bets for you that you'll be able to, or you can, a $25 free bet that you're like, okay, I just have to pick a side and I get $25. Thank you. This happens all the time at MyBookie. You've got all kinds of stuff to bet on. We got baseball coming back. You're going to bet on your Astros. Bet on your Astros every game. Guess what? You're going to come out a winner. If you're looking for the best place to put in your money, win, and get paid, it's MyBookie.ag. All of the in-game live betting, that's fantastic. All of the prop bets that are fantastic. It's happening right now. And you need a place to bet on this Sweet 16. So go to MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Holy crap, is it dark outside?
Oh,
man.
I see what you did here with the music. The weather to
is
the
that
west
Debbie
of
Gibson?
Us. It hit us a little bit here in the Galleria. The weather to the west was absolutely terrible coming in. The storm looked absolutely horrible, so
it should be through here fast though.
Yeah, hopefully you guys did okay with that. To the west of us, I know that was Sugarland, and I think it's headed up north towards the Woodlands and stuff like that. But man, I was tracking that storm. My son Mason's like, so if we don't have to go to school tomorrow, you're not. I said, don't have to go to school, what do you think is happening?
Bad
storm, it's going to be raining. I said, rain doesn't keep you from going to school unless it's a flood. You're going to school.
Go to school, kids.
Or unless your mom don't want to take you.
Unless you're inclined. And then you're just...
Yeah, see, it's already past us.
Yeah.
But look at this monster.
It's staying dark.
It's staying red,
Holy
red,
crap,
too.
It's 7:36 and it is dark
right now
outside.
It is crushing Pearland and past the Get Down Dina.
It's thoughts and prayers.
Dayton.
So yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Major League Baseball has to open the letter. did you see how long it's going to take?
How long?
Two weeks.
You mean
it's going to take them?
How long
weeks,
has it taken since they said to open the letter the first time?
Well, right, but even wait a minute.
Why was anyone fighting to keep it sealed? Ask yourself that question. And then Rob Manfred's like, "It's not. That's nothing. It's don't worry about this." And the Yankees like, "We got a report. It's not New York Post." No, we talked to somebody who saw something. It's not even anything. They don't even need to open
it. And allegedly, it's from 2015. So Yankee fans are like, you see? It's from 2015. You know what we see, Yankee fans? That you were cheating long before
just
the
like
Astros
you said,
ever started
you,
cheating.
New York brought the cheating scandal to the Astros.
That's right.
That's what
no,
everyone
it's a
said
fact.
Forever.
No, no,
it's
no,
a
no.
fact.
It's a
it's
fact.
In the, it's in the – it's actually – in it's in the actual it's in the actual initial reports that investigators had with the Astros.
No,
it's already been stated.
I have had literally, I mean, I'm telling you, and it's this is not me talking. Oh. This is true. Carlos Beltran started the whole thing, and he brought it from the Yankees. Period! Exclamation point. And alleged, I mean, this is not. And I can't say more. I can't say more because I would be violating a secrecy agreement with someone. But I will tell you this for fact. I mean, it was even in the report. That's why Carlos Beltran was suspended for a year. Alex Cora was suspended for a year. The two of them started this whole thing with the Houston Astros. And the stuff that we said about the guys who didn't want to be part of it is absolutely true. Tony Kemp didn't want any part of it. Reddick didn't want any part of it. He didn't want any part of it against right-handers.
Reddick was on the 17 team.
Yeah. Altuve was like, I don't want this. I don't want it. Just leave me alone
with
this stuff.
That's what pissed me off forever.
Yeah.
Is that Altuve's caught in all this. Like, he's the face of cheating.
Right.
It couldn't be a dumber thing.
And you look at Marwin's numbers and you go, holy cow, that dude really benefited.
All the numbers.
He benefited.
Hey, listen, Carlos benefited. When you look at Carlos's numbers, but Marwin, you know, Carlos is a great player. Marwin was just a guy. Marwin was great, then Marwin's back to being a guy. Marwin and the two guys that really stand out are Marwin and Tyler White. The numbers for Marwin and Tyler White relative to before that year and then after.
And Mariznick's power numbers as well.
And Jake Mariznick's power numbers, 100%. Yeah. That's the other one that really stands out.
Yeah.
George had a great year. Carlos had a great year. A lot of guys had, you know, career years basically. But the ones that really stand out, if you go look at that study that was done by the guy who went to watch all the games and tracked all the sounds and all that, the guys who used it the most were percentage-wise were Tyler White, Mariznick, Marwin. They all benefited unbelievably, and you can go find it there. With that said, the Yankees 100%, and no one's going to care, but we care. We want it to get out. Do you find it on MLB.com? No. Do you find it on ESPN.com?
No. Nobody's written a thing.
No one's written a thing about it.
It's unbelievable.
You got to find out from Astros
because
Twitter,
they
basically.
Don't. Oh, because then New York would be mad at them. New York would be so mad at them, and they don't want it. And then I can't write in New York, and they won't love me in New York. All of you Buster Olneys and Jeff Passons and Ken Rosenthal's and all you got, they won't love me anymore. Because and in the biggest market in the country, that's what's motivating all of these guys. They don't give a rat's ass if Houston hates them. And because the rest of the country loves them for writing this stuff. But you write about the New York Yankees, oh, no, you're going to be persona non grata in Major League Baseball. So I don't want any part of it. You're all hypocrites. Rob Manfred, you're a hypocrite. All of you writers, you're hypocrites. This is started with the New York Yankees, and the Astros took it all. And I can't wait till that letter is open. But they're going to have all kinds. Oh, this is not nearly as egregious as what the Astros did. No, the Astros took it to another. How much do you want to bet the words not as egregious come up time after time after time after time in, after this letter is open? Not as egregious. That's what I kept hearing. All the other cheating was not as egregious. And this letter doesn't prove anything.
I thought cheating is cheating. So now there's different levels of cheating.
Yes.
This is why. And listen, this our society in general is so inconsistent. There is no consistency, which is maddening if you try to be consistent. I see Ryan Clark. I went back and watched Ryan Clark because I remember I said, what if Ryan Clark? I was watching him bash Baker Mayfield. Like, this is not the way you behave by writing a letter and doing all this stuff. You're so, oh, and he's just ripping Baker Mayfield. I just Googled Ryan Clark, Deshaun Watson rap lyrics. Sure enough, there's a whole video where he's like, hey, I mean, look, this is just a soundtrack to his life right now, and this is what he's doing, and he's telling you how he feels. And, like, for Deshaun Watson, great. Tweet away about future lyrics. You remember all the future lyrics. Ryan Clark thought it was hilarious and it was great. Baker Mayfield does something. You know what? They both are divas. Ryan, both of them are divas. Deshaun Watson, when he did all the future lyrics, we pointed that out. When Baker Mayfield wrote the letters, we pointed that out. I don't – that's not how you want a grown-ass quarterback operating and moving in your building, subtweeting and writing letters on Instagram and tweeting lyrics from rappers to tell you that he's upset and emo. I don't want it from either side. I don't care who you are. Be consistent. Be consistent. And that's my problem with the cheating scandal. And it's maddening. Frankly, if you try to live your life being consistent with how you look at things, you'll be driven crazy. And this is a great example. People will bend over backwards. They don't even know what the letter says, and they're already readying their tactics for how they can tell you that it wasn't the same as the Astros. They don't even have to read it. They don't have to know. They'll just tell you right now it wasn't as bad as the Astros. You're right. They don't even know what's in the letter. And people will tell you this isn't as egregious as the Astros.
Yeah.
But you don't even know what's in a letter. Do you remember a time when we used to wait and hear what somebody said?
No.
We'd have an opinion based on what came out. Your opinion is already formulated. You don't have to have information. You've already got your opinion. But you don't know what was in that thing. I already know what I'm going to say. It doesn't matter. I'll just bend whatever the stuff is. I'll bend it to what I'm going to say.
Yep. No,
cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
It's finally going to be open. Oh my! And it's and the
oh no!
And they said it's going to take 2 weeks to open the letter.
Oh no, David! Oh God, this is a nightmare. You know what he just said? He said in 2 weeks when they open the letter, as they unfold the paper, it will read, "We've been trying to get a hold of you about your extended warranty."
Mm.
Oh no! After all the phone calls I've been able to avoid, they're going to hit us with a letter? Do you think the sealed letter is going to be about the extended warranty?
How do they know what Manfred was sending it?
You have a chance right
Cashman's
now
warranty?
To get your student debt completely erased.
What?
Press 2. And an Indian troll farm will take your phone call and try to get your credit card. Wait, what?
What?
Tyler's heard. I take those calls
Can't
all
say
the
Indian
time.
Anymore.
I put it on speaker. Tyler's heard me. I will take all of them and put them on speaker, and I will run as deep as I can with them. Now, maybe there's a reason I get more phone calls than other people, and right now they're trying to
take them.
I know, but they're trying to sell me.
I've told them numerous times.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you answer them,
yes,
that's why they keep
calling.
They
try to sell me solar in Spanish right now. They're trying to sell me solar power in Spanish.
Wait,
right
now. When you say me, who do you mean? Because it's never Lance Zierlein answering the phone.
No.
No, well, no, they're trying to sell whoever's up my phone.
No, I'm saying that you use an alias.
Yeah.
What's
the alias?
I've used John Granato before, sure.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Don't put
Have
that,
you used Lance Zierlein?
Don't put that evil on me.
What about at a golf whenever you hit your golf ball on somebody's
yard? Yeah, I was Lance Zierlein.
See what I'm saying?
745 ESPN 97.
Open the letter. Unseal it.
It's going to take 2 weeks.
Doesn't matter. It could say,
and you know what?
The Yankees are guilty of murder, and you know what Yankees fans are? It's not as egregious as cheating.
Wait.
First of all, it wasn't banging on trash cans. We don't know who they murdered. Did anyone see this?
Wait a minute. We had a murder this offseason. We had a trial. Nobody even covered it.
I know.
No one cared.
Like fentanyl, killed a pitcher, and they're like, this is not as bad as the trash
Astros.
Can. They won a World Series off trash cans. Like, what?
They killed a player.
Oh, my God. I just unsealed it. Did you see this? They have been holding people hostage and trafficking people. But it's not the same. Like, that's being overblown. You guys with the trash cans is way worse. It's the integrity of the game. You won a World Series with this. But did you see what's in the letter? I don't need to see what's in the letter.
I know that you did the
trash can thing.
I can't, but the killer for me
Well, guess what? Yeah. Does that sound familiar?
The killer
for somebody trying to get out of the storage unit you have people. Don't bring up the Yankees. Deal with what you got over there. Carlos Correa and Altuve wore buzzers. Did you say, show me the tattoo with the buzzers. Did you see what's in your letter? Doesn't matter what's in the letter.
What the killer for me is, it's going to take 2 weeks to open a freaking letter.
I mean.
Why does it take so long?
Watch out.
You get a letter opener?
Here it is.
There it is.
Let's see what it says.
Let's see what that says.
It says
Yankees stop cheating.
Yankees were cheating in 2015, continue to cheat, did Apple Watch stuff.
And then...
we got like 3 or 4 years of cheating in here, actually, and multiple times they cheated.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Time to talk right now about somebody who's got integrity, and that's Doc Linville. Doc Linville is, I'm going to tell you this, he got the best product out there. I saw a guy yesterday, as a matter of fact, guy told me, He said, you did with your hair, right? I said, yeah, I got my hair done. He goes, yeah, I just went to Serbia to get mine done. I went, what? You went all the way to Serbia? You could have gone right here to Docklandville. And it's great. It's awesome. Yeah, well, it was cheaper. Of course it was cheaper. It was in Serbia. You had to fly all the way to Serbia. What are you, nuts? Here's the deal. Is if you're looking for the best place to go and get your hair, don't fly to Serbia. You got Docklandville right here. And they still do it the old-fashioned way. But here's the deal over there. Docklandville has got the newest technology. It's basically painless. It took 4 hours, and it was awesome. The whole process was awesome. Just 8 months later, the hair is growing, and you're like, holy cow, I've got a full head of hair now thanks to Docklandville. It's happening. It's happening every day. If you're looking for the best way to get hair, guys, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Tell them you heard it right here, 975hair.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Rhythm Energy. Message and data rates may apply. Text stop to cancel. Terms apply. Available at gotrhythm.com/terms. Copyright Rhythm 2022 PUCT number 10279.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, I was just doing some research for News of the Weird. And this, I don't know. It's not really the nicest story. But, you know, a little preview of what we talk about. A Russian model, Lance, who called Putin a psychopath. Where do you think she is today?
Doing an Instagram Live somewhere?
No, she was in a suitcase. Yeah.
Ooh.
Can I tell you?
She was in a suitcase.
Suitcase, yeah. That's where they found
her. Listen, there's some people I have been surprised, pleasantly surprised at the amount. Like, Russian people are going out in the streets protesting in person. And there's a lot of them getting locked up. And all I can think of is, this guy is a serial poisoner. You don't think? And now he's got the suitcase thing going?
Oh, no. He knows everybody that said anything about him. I mean, oh, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I give the Russian people some credit. They're out there being, they're dissenting. The Chinese people?
No, they ain't doing nothing.
They're like, I don't need this. I was reading something about a video blog guy, a vlogger, who was like, hey, who lives in Ukraine. He's like, man, this is, all he was doing was just showing his parents, man, look at this. This is some really tough stuff going on over here. They wanted to make sure he was safe. And he started sharing these videos on multiple platforms. Chinese government basically said, okay, you're done. You'll never talk to your parents again. We're shutting down the WeChat and all of their video apps, social media apps. He's banned from them. So now his parents can have no contact with them. So they're like, yeah, you don't have a family anymore. Goodbye. He's like, I didn't even say anything. I was just posting videos over there.
That's good enough.
That's not approved video footage.
Well, apparently this girl, her name is Vedler. Her name is Greta Vedler. Her boyfriend has admitted to doing it. He strangled her and stuffed her in a suitcase, drove her 300 miles to a region, sat in a hotel room with her for 3 days in the suitcase. I mean, just weird. I don't know if he was just a big Putin
advocate.
Wait,
does this have anything to do with Putin?
I don't know, but she did call Putin a psychopath. You never know. No one knows. Maybe he worked for Putin. You don't know. Or maybe he was a big fan. Hey, Putin, look what I did for you. Okay? Look, I took care of this for you.
A Putin fan.
And then one last thing. Kid Rock told Tucker Carlson that Donald Trump asked for his advice on North Korea on the golf course. Do you think that if you were going to North Korea to try to smooth relations, that you'd go to Kid Rock to find out?
Bomb with the bomb, the bang, biggie, diggy. Diggy, gentle boogie, say ump, jump the boogie. I said that a long time ago. You were very right, Kid Rock. Those lyrics, I knew right off the bat you would know about Korea. I assume they were Korean.
Because I didn't understand.
Bomb with the boogie. Very Korean. hey, Kid Rock. That's like somebody just asking us.
Uh-huh.
That's like if Joe Biden said, what do you guys think we should do on this Ukraine thing?
I don't know. Let me go.
Boy, that's a tough one. I've been doing a lot of draft work lately. I would say keep the sanctions going and then maybe like, I don't know, cut off their ports. Do they have ports? I don't even know. Are they landlocked? Are there ports there? I would do maybe a drone strike.
A drone strike
is, I can't really do it, Biden. Drone strike is too, That's just too much. Ah, well, I mean, I would drone strike something, I guess. I don't know. Maybe just do a drone flyby to see what's going on. Maybe do some poisoning stuff.
No.
I don't know.
What?
Biden, well, Putin does it. Maybe you poison some Russian guys.
Yeah, just because Putin poisons people don't mean you should poison.
All right. Have you ever thought about releasing snakes?
How about sanctions? That's fine.
All right, sanctions, but also.
Well, have you ever had.
Hey, maybe you do drones and you have a drone with giant sacks of some type of venomous snakes. Just drop them down in a region wherever there is probably a lot of Russian soldiers and just drop down.
You want to kill Russian soldiers with venomous snakes?
I mean, they wouldn't see it coming.
No.
When's it ever happened in warfare?
Never.
Venomous snakes have been dropped into a. I mean, that's one thing. You could do rabid.
Indiana Jones had that.
Rabid stuff. Yeah.
Snakes on a plane, kind of, but all the snakes were on the plane.
But this is being used. This
just get off my
venomous snakes
plane.
Are being weaponized. Snake. Like, well, this is what you get for asking me, Joe Biden.
Right.
You ask me, I'm going to come with some unconventional stuff.
Yes.
I don't really know what we're dealing with here. I know it's bad, but that's like asking Kid Rock, we've got a crazy psychopath running North Korea. What are your thoughts? I nuke them. I'm supposed to be having. No, we're going to do regular talks. Oh, okay. I don't know. Send Rodman back over, I guess.
Rodman. Rodman's the only answer.
I mean, Kid Rock and Rodman? Maybe it's what North Korea needs. But I know this much. Don't ask me or John what to do with Ukraine.
No, don't
We
ask.
Don't know.
No.
I mean, I'll give you some answers, but you may not be happy with them because I'm guessing.
Back to the sports world when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance and I, though, and we got to talk about a skillet and a fart. We're going to a fart and a skillet, rather. We got to talk about a fart and a skillet, okay?
A fart in a skillet?
Yeah, next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
I like to, today, is because of this weather, we turn into news of the weird all day long.
This actually isn't that weird. It's actually
No,
it's actually has a lot to do with our basketball team.
I wonder if the plumbing that you want to talk, I wonder if anyone's got plumbing needs that are weird.
Well,
like sometimes there are weird stuff that happens and you think, I wonder if something's going on with my, is there a leak? Like sometimes you'll see, why is the toilet this low? Do we just not have good water flow or what's the problem? You could have a leak under your house. The hydrostatic testing will check it. I had a leak under my house because I had old, you know, pipes. It's just if you haven't replaced them yet, you'll need to. But my house, my floor started to move up. And what was happening was it was getting through the slab and turning the whatever they had put the tiles with, the grout, like was bubbling up and it was cracking my tile, John. And so I thought I had an issue with my actual slab. Turns out I had an issue with leaky pipes that went undetected for a full year.
Well, here's the deal: is if you're looking for the best way to do, listen, they'll come to your house absolutely free. They're going to give you a free estimate. They are going to give you a fair estimate. They are going to do the work themselves. They are going, and I've sent these the Aqueduct Plumbing to people, and they have loved them. And they will. And you listen, you will love them too. I don't want to say you can't trust plumbers, but here's the deal. You really can't trust plumbers. You can trust Aqueduct Plumbing. I love these guys. You will love them, too. I'm telling you, if you have any issue whatsoever, go to thebenchplumbing.com. That's thebenchplumbing.com.
ESPN 97.5.